This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State leaders today unveiled a transportation funding bill for raising billions of dollars through new fees on everything from gasoline to food delivery. The money would go towards roads, electric vehicle infrastructure, and transit projects. Governor Polis says the bill has been a long time coming.
No more U-turns, no more detours. It's time for action to fix our roads and our transportation infrastructure. This plan moves us boldly forward in the right direction.
Democrats, business groups, some environmental groups, and a handful of Republicans support the bill. Small government groups oppose it, saying lawmakers should cut spending in other areas instead of raising money. One of more than two dozen lawsuits brought by State Attorney General Phil Weiser against the Trump administration has been resolved. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Weiser sued the Trump administration's Department of Justice for withholding public safety grants because the administration didn't think Colorado was effectively enforcing its immigration rules, particularly around law enforcement. A federal judge last year, while Trump was still in office, ruled the federal government had to release the $2.7 million to Colorado. But the feds appealed that decision to the Tenth Circuit. In finally resolving the suit this week, the judge ruled that immigration conditions cannot be attached to future grants. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Springs, 54 degrees, Grand Junction, 68, Denver, 56. This is CPR News.